The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after 2B Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, B. Jemine.
And now, in a bowl, the doll's hand got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
What's Batch smoking? Wedding coop. Yes.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or
yes. Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show.
It's the year 2033. There's no law. No mercy.
You're gonna really love this one.
Bang. And no water.
There are 3 million liters of water underneath the Blue Dunes, and you will retrieve it.
The odds of survival are 1,000 to 1. And that's just the way she likes it.
My, my. Talented, isn't she?
Hi! Feeling a little inadequate?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production of the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find the random film to do an audio commentary on. This is episode 51, and we are the number one 2B-related podcast that's hosted by 2 Australians and 1 Canadian. I am your host, Bede, the terrible Aussie, and with me, as always, are my two very lovely co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one and only Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. Doing well. It's hot as fuck here in Melbourne, Australia, but it is summer, so, you know, we have to sweat like crazy.
Exactly. Like, I'm in my room at the moment, and I only just have a fan, and and it's still pretty hot regardless, but regardless, we also have our second co-host, who is also a one and only, and that is the one and only Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
I'm going to reach outside this window and grab some of this 20 feet of snow we have here in Canada and just throw it right through the camera to both of you.
Thank you. I need it.
A little snowball.
I would dive out the window into a pile of snow right now.
I mean, it is so hot and humid here that literally if you did that, Batch, like the snow would legit turn into water by the time it got here. Within seconds. That's how hot it is.
It's 20 below here in Ontario. So.
We need one of those like portals that we open up the portal like, you know, Doctor Strange or Rick and Morty or something, and you throw the snow at us.
We need to get one of those Krakoa flowers that can just like, open up a gateway. From like Australia into my apartment.
Yeah, and you just throw the snow. Indeed. And we'll just keep it open for the heat.
And then we'll sell another gate at the fried chicken place.
Yes.
So you reach out and you always get fried chicken. Yes. On camera.
That would be
exactly
amazing. Then you could try like the Australian KFC and Red Rooster.
Yes, and you can try like Mary Brown's and some of the other ones we got here.
Fuck yeah!
Nice.
Yeah.
So. But this week is my pick on the show, and I thought I would be incredibly nice, because I'm a nice guy, and I'm wearing some really hot merch, which you can get at for the patrons.
Yes.
Yes.
Your official
you can get,
Hot Canadian 30 t-shirt.
Yes.
Yes, which you can get at the 2B Tuesdays Redbubble store.
Oh, yeah.
Links in the show notes, baby.
Hashtag buy the shirt.
Hashtag.
Exactly.
Get your merch. And it looks amazing, by the way.
Gotta love that segue I did. I just shill the merch right off the bat.
So what is your movie, Batch?
Where's the swanky merch? We got a really good movie that totally popped 4D, Marcy. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to do Tank Girl.
Yes!
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Because we've done Wolf Cop last year. We got to do Tank Girl this year.
Yes, we need. We haven't really done like a proper like comic book adaptation movie on Tubi. Mm-hmm. We did a superhero-ish movie, but I don't think it was based on something else. I don't think it was actually a comic, if I remember. And Batch, you weren't on that episode.
Yes.
I was not here.
It doesn't exist.
Pretty much that one was more based on a TV show. So this is our first film. That is, of course, based on a comic, but it's also our first dystopian slash post-apocalyptic film as well.
I'm very excited. So I cannot express my love for this movie. That is just crazy, and I'm so excited.
Like, this is such a fun movie. Like, Tank Girl's already made it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
indeed.
We haven't watched the movie yet.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, this is one of the rare occasions where all three of us have seen the movie prior to. This episode, which is very rare. I think the last time probably was either Masters of the Universe. Might have been the last time.
But, yeah, because at least one of us or all of us hadn't seen a lot of the stuff we did, so...
Exactly.
And that just goes to show you how special the Hall of Fame is, because He-Man didn't even make it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't.
I know.
and I have my Tank Girl Hall of Fame, because I'm that excited.
Exactly. It's just all the different shots of Laurie Petty from every scene in this movie.
Yeah, 50 billion different hairstyles.
Can you play as Tank Girl in World of Tanks? You should be able to.
You should be able to.
That'd be awesome.
I'm on board with this.
Yes. Yes. But before we get to the movie, we've got to lay down the ground rules, as we usually do. For all of our listeners out there who have never listened to this show before, first of all, how dare you? What you need to do is look up the film Tank Girl if it's playing on Tubi in your part of the world. However, though, if it isn't there, there is a cool way how you'll be able to bypass that if you stay tuned to the end of this episode and hear from our sponsor, Surfshark, and they will be able to help you out so you'll be able to watch Tank Girl in your region of the world. But so what you need to do is find Tank Girl on Tubi, and we're going to be playing the film from the very start, so I'll count us down from 5. And then when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, if Tank Girl isn't playing in your part of the world, or if you have no real interest in checking out the film, I'm pretty sure that the episode itself will still be a fun listen to regardless, nonetheless.
Yes.
So let's do this. Please. Batch, Marcy, are you ready for Tank Girl?
As I'll ever be.
Kaboom, I'm ready.
Alrighty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're off, hopefully. Rawr. It's an MGM.
It is, and it's that. That poor lion's probably already dead by now.
Jeez.
Audio's a little loud in my... On the stream.
Well, I'll slightly turn that down, then. There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, we always have technical difficulties, but we don't edit shit, bitches.
Nope, ain't nobody got no time for that.
So, this is original comic pages, right?
Yes.
And, I'm trying to think. When was the first Tank Girl comics? I can't actually remember.
Oh, I mean, I could probably look that up right now, if you give me 1 second.
I'm asking questions we can't ask. Answer. All right, Tank Girl is a British comic character created by Alan Martin and Jamie Hewlett and first appeared in print in 1988 in the British comics magazine Deadline. There you go. From Wikipedia. And this movie has quite a cast, I might add.
Oh, yeah.
I just love the fact that Ice-T is a kangaroo.
Yes.
Yes.
Got a bit of Aussie flavor with kangaroos and Naomi Watts.
This was Naomi Watts' first big movie.
Yeah, it was. I think it was like one of her first movies that she did when she went to the US.
She was in Children of the Corn like 4 or something?
Yeah, she was. I think that came out maybe a year or two after this one, I think.
Oh my god, my pets are in the room and they're driving me nuts. Ugh.
And that British person, Malcolm McDowell. I do like that this film pretty much does start off with the comic panels to kind of give people an idea about the tone of the film they're about to experience, and also of the comic as well.
Sorry.
It sucks that some of the best material that like they filmed for this is got cut because the studio had no idea what this movie was.
We need the Tank Girl cut.
Yes.
Well, I was just like reading before in trivia that Rachel Talalay, who directed this film, Catherine Hardwicke, the director of Twilight, is a production designer of this movie.
What the? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I only watched a couple of years ago because it was on like SBS Vice or something.
Yeah, well, that she started off before she transitioned to directing. She was she was a production designer. So pretty much everything you're seeing on right now is because of her, like this post-apocalyptic dystopian future we're seeing. But as I was saying before, Rachel Talalay did say that about over an hour of footage was cut from the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what like a proper cut of this would be like.
Some of the jokes, some of the best jokes were trimmed. There's just like so much.
Yeah. And I gotta say, Lori Petty just owns this role.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't know. People have like shit on her for like this and other stuff. And like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She is the fucking best, and she should be praised for the goddess that she is.
Oh yeah.
Her Tank Girl was Harley Quinn before Harley Quinn.
Yeah, like yeah, was.
I was going to make that assumption. Like, I haven't seen this movie in quite a while, but even in the first like few minutes, like I'm definitely getting Harley Quinn vibes from her performance.
Pretty much. And why?
I'm pretty sure that was Nicolas Cage in that panel up there.
And I love the trolls on the helmet. It's amazing, but
yes.
How come all the post-apocalyptic films are like there's no water? Like, is that really what we're going to be fighting over is water? Because even in Waterworld, they didn't have clean water.
The entire Earth's going to be Australia,
and
yes. There's going to be no water. That's how it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
Judging by the summer we have right now, pretty much, we're going to have to live on the wastelands of Australia with mutant kangaroos. And, of course, Rachel Talalay directed Freddy's Dead.
Does Twitter still exist in this post-apocalyptic?
It should.
Tank Girl's gonna get cancelled by Twitter.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. FYI, we all should be wearing these outfits, and I don't know why we're not.
I like it, even in a post-apocalyptic world, like, this dude here has that hairstyle from the 90s that, outside of the teen boy haircut, it's like that strands of hair down in the front of their face.
That rockabilly.
Yes.
It looks like my grow house! In the savage land!
In the savage land.
Uh-oh.
Stop trying to steal mustache.
Give us your weed!
Stop stealing mustache, bitch! I want a helmet. It's the best. Or helmet or whatever. My god, animals! Stop! I can't ever do a podcast without these animals being annoying.
Marcy, next convention you get a cosplay as Tank Girl.
Yes, done. I'm doing it. And I'm clearly...
There's no rules. You literally could dress up like anything and just say I'm Tank Girl.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll make men take their pants off.
Dress up as a bag lady and you could be Tank Girl.
Yeah. I mean, only if they're good-looking guys, I'll tell them to get naked. Oh, we got Tubi Bum.
Tubi Bum, yes.
Tubi Bum.
More no, like it's...
Tubi Fair.
I was going to say Tushy Fair. Tushy Fair.
A wanker?
She's wearing a wanker shirt.
I need like 50 of those t-shirts.
I would totally buy a wanker t-shirt.
Yep. Oh, hello.
I like how that even in a... I like how even in a post-apocalyptic... In a post-apocalyptic world, that some people are still, like, have, like, six-packs and shit.
Yeah.
And they're still fit.
Well, what else is there to do?
Every day is like day.
Every day is like day. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think it's bead. I mean, that was mean. I'm sorry.
Jeez, Marcy. I've only ever been nice to you on this podcast.
Are we sure, though?
See, just for that comment, I'm going to look for the next Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny for the show for my pick next week.
You do, and you're fired.
apologize now, Marcy.
I can't
do it again. Ad, I can't do it again.
Well, he's fired if he does that.
All right, so we're at 7 minutes and 44 seconds with where we paused.
Yep, 7:44, so, we're on pause with an ad, and there's some hockey stuff, so you know it's Canadian Tubi.
Yeah. Beauty goal.
And now, for some reason, basketball. Okay. That guy had no teeth. He was a hockey player.
Play some fucking hockey, get that stick in the ice.
All right, we're back. 7 minutes, 48.
I broke out of my natural accent there.
You're over Canadian and blah, blah. It's Mr. McDowell.
Look at that water. Hello, everyone. It's Malcolm McDowell. I'm going to enjoy this clear blue water, which is the most refreshing drink that anyone will ever want. I should know this.
Why are you so angry?
Because everyone should be drinking this cool, refreshing blue water, which is so unnaturally blue that it possibly could not even exist, even though I'm a British person.
Okay.
And I need to have a more rugged voice with my British accent.
And Malcolm McDowell has looked like 90s Malcolm McDowell.
He doesn't age.
Since the 90s. Malcolm McDowell has
looked as... He has. He pretty much has not aged at all in like 30 years.
The subtitle said Captain Darouche.
Like Captain Douche? I think he just says Captain Douche? Yeah, fuck yeah. And this is like the monopoly on the water to control the citizens.
Yes, water and power.
Exactly. Mm. It's just like, that's not even actual water. That's just basically blue cordial or blue, like...
I think it's just the blue glass that makes it blue.
Maybe.
You know he's evil because he just shattered some glass.
I broke your window. I will pay for that. Where's your checkbook? I'll send you some money. I actually broke another one by mistake. Oh, and a third one. I'm sorry. I'm very clumsy today.
I'm such a silly goose today. I'm Malcolm McDowell.
Look, he hasn't recovered from the therapy he received in A Clockwork Orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Caligula.
Well, you're never going to recover from Caligula.
That's the thing about Malcolm McDowell. He's furious, he's polite, and he has to say that... I love it when that is Malcolm McDowell at the end of a sentence.
Exactly. Now, has anyone seen Helen Mirren? Because I need to... Because she and I are supposed to boink later.
Is that for Caligula?
Yes.
I wish Caligula was on Tubi.
Now I'm John McClane.
I don't believe
Yippee
in wearing shoes.
Yay!
They don't believe in shoes in this universe. ow. This is the equivalent of stepping on Legos.
It is.
Because fuck that noise.
But that being said, stepping on, like, broken pieces of glass is less painful than stepping on Legos.
I know, nothing is more painful than stepping on a fucking piece of Lego.
Yes. And speaking of Malcolm McDowell,
I want that knife. And I want to, like, just...
Yes.
I just want to do art with it and, like, just go... Psh, 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 I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass.
According to trivia, Malcolm McDowell has spoken favorably of his experience working on the film, saying it had the same flavor as A Clockwork Orange and praised Rachel Talley and Laura Petty.
Well, that's really lovely. And it looks like he had fun because he chews every scene he's in.
What is this? Is this where Evian comes from?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we get Evian water.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, technically, yeah, humans are made of so much, like, water. It's like the Matrix, how they use the power, they harness the power of the people to run everything. This is, you get water from the people. I don't know, I'm talking out of my ass.
Well, it's a pretty cool idea. Yeah, well, it's a pretty cool idea, for at least a villain idea, how to get water.
Yeah.
Gives new meaning to, I drink your milkshake.
Yes. I drink your milkshake. Hello, I'm Daniel Day-Lewis. No, I'm not doing that.
So, basically, if you're drinking water out of human beings, does that make you a cannibal?
Yes, it is.
It makes you a hydro cannibal.
Next, he just needs to put that into a soda stream and make, like, a fizzy drink out of it. Yes.
Meanwhile, at Tim Burton's house in the desert...
I love this outfit. I love it so much.
She wore that hat in honor of Malcolm McDowell's Clockwork Orange.
Yes!
It looks like it, and I wouldn't be surprised if I looked in trivia.
Yes.
I should look at the trivia. I wouldn't be surprised if that is so.
It should be. I want to wear that outfit.
This movie had a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cool.
This is definitely a film... Like, I know this movie didn't do that well at the time, but this is the film when that feels like the definition of an MTV film, even though it wasn't produced by them at all.
This movie was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
It Look is at the just
Oh, it's totally a model.
Fucking fun. Uh-oh.
Predator vision.
No, it's futuristic being an asshole vision.
Yes.
Where are the kangaroos, damn it? Hello, wanker child.
Yes. Rebecca? Oh no, my bad acting killed her.
Did she call her a butt smear?
Yes, she did.
Is that like skid marks?
Yes.
Ew.
That's like 90s slang. Maybe we should bring that back into the vernacular, butt smear.
You're a fucking butt smear. Hey, it's the phantasm ball.
It is.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
Boy.
See, Angus Shrimp should have been in this movie.
Should have, but wasn't. I snog you. Snip, snip.
Ew.
What?
I'm gonna cut off your balls later.
is that
That's what the snip snip was about.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
What are they?
I love she does her nails with a paintbrush.
It's the only way to do it. The only way.
Yep. I like the like pink scissors.
I know, they got all sorts of little things on them. It's cute. This is all weirdly sexy, and I don't know why. You know,
let's cut off the stockings.
You know, you'd think stockings would be like hard to come by, and they're just getting cut to pieces right now.
That was the last pair of stockings in the whole world since everything went to hell. Mm-hmm. And she ruined them.
She's just snipping everything off.
She's like, I'm not going to bother taking off my clothes. I'm just going to cut everything off instead.
Well, she's going to redo the whole thing later.
Ruh-roh.
Hi.
Even in the 90s, we still had ninjas.
You almost had me do a spit take. What the fuck?
Me?
Yes. Even in the post-apocalyptic, they had ninjas. Like, what the fuck?
I'm surprised that even did that.
And they're not even ninjas.
We're- Hey, this is my team. We're the fucking nerds.
I don't think this is the nerds.
Hey, that's me with a bow.
There's only
we're gonna find this. Oh, hello, Booby Fair.
Booby Fair. To be fair.
The nerd
in this movie is actually Naomi Watts.
Well, that's true.
That is true.
Mm.
That's going to make me very conflicted when she's on screen.
I know.
It's like, fucking nerd and maybe fucking nerd.
Maybe you'll fuck the nerd.
Uh-oh. Whoa!
Kaboom, bitch! Kaboom, bitch! Cock's gun.
This is for wrecking my Tim Burton house.
They fucking invaded that house like dickheads.
See, well, if they didn't have a fucking house in the middle of the desert, then these people wouldn't have found them.
Well, if she wasn't cutting her stockings, she would have realized there was an ambush. But she can't help it, so...
Yeah, and I like how these soldiers are dressed in black, despite the fact it's so fucking bright outside at night time.
They should have been sand-colored, right?
Sand ninjas.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like...
Oh, no, they...
Sorry. Here you go.
they killed my fuck buddy!
Well, this is like, you know, the revenge movie.
Exactly.
The evil corporation, you know, goes after Tank Girl's house. You know she's gonna fuck some shit up later.
Exactly.
She does get a tank. It's in the name.
She needs a tank. That'd be disappointing. She's a tank girl.
That'd be hilarious, like, if the movie's called Tank Girl, and she doesn't even ride a tank at all during the course of the movie.
It's the prequel.
Yes. It's how she gets a tank.
And it's going to take its free movie, but it's going to be, like, take its free movies before she actually gets one.
Yes. You're not smart!
I like his accent. Hello, I'm a British person!
You're not smart! I'm a British Australian hybrid, I don't know.
He shot the animal!
What a cunt!
No, not the buffalo. We were gonna eat that.
Is that you, Michael Shane?
Michael Shane, is that you?
God, you both nearly got me. Fuck no! How dare you? Oh my God!
Oi, mate! What a beer! What a Foster's!
You are faster! I don't know what that voice was. I don't know what I'm doing. It's too hot and I'm delirious. Yeah, bitch. She likes pain.
She's such a badass in this movie.
I love it. She's the coolest.
Do I look like Robert Pattinson as the Batman with this eyeliner?
Jesus! You know you're gonna jizz when
they never made a sequel to this movie.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sorry,
I'm surprised they never made a sequel to this movie.
It would have been so.
Yeah,
cool.
Well, I think I suppose like because I'm trying to with like the movie had a budget of $25 million, and it only made $6 million at the box office.
Yeah, but even like a cheap sequel, you know.
Yeah, like a direct-to-video sequel.
Yeah.
Actually, you could probably do a new version of Tank Girl, make it an animated film. Like,
yeah,
a
I don't see why
animated
not.
Film.
Yeah.
But you gotta get Lori Petty back.
Hmm. Bring Lori Petty back and make it for Adult Swim or something like that.
Yeah. So down.
Ugh! Fuck you and your eyeliner.
Fuck you and your eyeliner. Jesus. Ad!
Oh, ad.
We're at 2040, yeah. Folks.
More sports! Go sports!
Go Canadian sports, eh?
Fuck, eh? Put the fuck in the net, eh?
Go play some hockey. I gotta Canadian fuck, I can't do it.
One team, one dream.
Canadian sports, eh?
Canadian sports, eh? Blame Canada.
Oh, holy shit. Holy shit, this movie is actually set in Australia.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie.
2042, guys.
At least the ads are quick compared to US Tubi.
Oh, God. Yeah, but every, like, few minutes. But you know what? The ads, as we watch them, they're supporting the people that made Tank Girl, I hope. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or unless it's the greedy studio. In that case, fuck you. No, I don't know.
Yes.
What's with all the weird objects on table?
Oh, they're in the biodome. They better be careful of Paulie Shore.
God, I hate that movie. No, fuck off.
Oh, I love that movie. We got to do that movie.
No, I'm sick that day.
Actually, speaking of Paulie Shore, Laurie Petty, her previous film before this one, was in the army now with Paulie Shore.
Fucking Paulie Shore. That's
that poor girl.
Mm.
Yes.
I think that's when she initially cut her hair short, wasn't it?
Mm.
I believe so, yeah.
Well, we all know she rocks in Point Break.
Yeah.
And,
actually,
what was it that we watched that she was in? I think it was a Masters of Horror episode, and she was really fucking good in that.
Oh, Fairhaired Child.
That's right. Really liked her in
that.
Well,
I was kind of looking at her filmography, and it pretty much, like, after this film, she didn't really have any other big movies again for a long time after that. So I think, in a way, I guess the sure of the negative reception and the it being a box office flop probably kind of killed her career in a way, because she was on the up and up at this point.
Yeah, she was in Free Willy as well in the day.
Yeah, she was in Free Willy and A League of Their Own.
That's right, as well. Yep.
And a few other films. Oh, and Point Break. She was in Point Break
as
well.
Yeah, I said that before.
Oh, sorry.
So I heard she was in Point Break.
So she was in Point Break, sorry. And wasn't she in Orange is the New Black as well?
Yeah, I think that's probably her most recent big roles that she's been in.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not a knife.
You call that a knife?
What the fuck is that hair?
This is a fucking electric fence.
That looked like the type of hair Bill Moseley would have in a movie.
Oh, what a cunt rap. Someone kill him.
Are we sure that's not Bill Moseley as this guy?
I don't.
But can we... Hey, I'm trying to work. Stop throwing these pot plants at me.
Can we, like, kick his ass?
Yes.
Oh,
look at her. There she is.
It's that fucking nerd Naomi Watts.
Yeah, but
now I'm confused. I'm like...
She's a hot nerd.
It's like, she's a nerd, but she's a hot nerd. I'm confused. I don't know what to think anymore.
She better take off her glasses and do the whole slow-mo thing.
The transformation.
Yes. And somehow Naomi Watts had a career after this movie. Somehow.
Well, yeah, but not for a little while.
Well, yeah, it took her a few years to kind
of... Children.
Yeah, like we said that, and it wasn't until sort of 2001 with Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, because I think, like, one of her first movies after this was one of the Children of the Corn sequels.
Yeah. Well, I said that earlier, that she was in one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was four or five, I can't remember.
I think it was number four, I believe. Yeah, it was either four or five. It was one of them. There's way too many to count.
They only wash the clothes and then they put the fucking powder shit on them to clean. Like, how ridiculous is that?
Don't mind me, I'm just going to shower with sand.
Yeah, that's...
Disgusting. Shower with cocaine. All right.
All right. It's a party now.
Sniff, sniff, sniff.
Sniff, sniff, sniff.
That sounds like the kind of party that Louise Lasser and Craven would get, would hook up at.
Hello, this is Louise Lasser. Did someone say my name again? Hello, is that you, Craven? I've been looking for you for the past few weeks.
You trap me. I'm out. No, leave me alone.
Now, Craven, I went all over the world looking for you, including the Savage Land,
he jumped out a window.
I heard
that. You know what?
And I live on the third floor.
All right. Well, I better go down the elevator and meet him downstairs. And if he's alive or dead, I'm totally going to have my way with him. So I'll be right back.
He landed in a giant snowbank and he's running down the street. So he's gone.
He peaced out, man.
Oh, hello. Laurie Petty and Naomi Watts were totally making out before. I'm like, hello. The original...
You're my bitch now.
Yes. The original Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy.
Yeah. In some ways.
Yes.
Yeah, the world was not ready for this movie when it came out, clearly.
Definitely not.
This isn't like our usual Tubi movies, because I'm actually, like, watching it and enjoying it, whereas every other time I'm like, fuck this!
None of us are complaining about this movie. I think this may be a Tubi Fair movie.
Yeah. I'm actually really enjoying just everything with this movie. It's great.
And there's nothing
wrong with it. Although,
to be fair,
our motto for the show, at least in terms of films we pick for, are either bad, weird, or cult films. So this one definitely fits the cult criteria.
It's more the cult criteria, like, you know, Meet the Feebles, Master of the Universe type.
Yeah.
Ones that we've done.
Definitely. I like how the Shaft theme is just playing randomly for no apparent reason. Yep.
Because she's going to fuck that tank. I mean, no, she's not.
I really want to see the 3-hour cut of this movie.
I know, right? Yes. I would be down for that.
My boyfriend had a small dick, but this tank will do.
Mmm.
It's got the shaft I've been looking for. The big log shaft.
Well, yeah. That's the appeal of a tank, Bede.
This is the pre-Titan. She's gonna make out with the tank.
This is a tank, Titan.
Yes. I like how the tank on the outside is, you know, like your normal standard size for a tank. She gets inside and the inside of it is, like, way bigger than it is on the outside.
It's always like the TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside.
Which is kind of ironic because Rachel Talalay, she has directed episodes for Doctor Who.
She's actually, she transitioned to a very prominent TV director.
Yeah, well, pretty much like she did Freddy's Dead, then a film called Ghost in the Machine, then this one, then her film career kind of took a big nosedive because, you know,
this was a bit of a flop and everything, yeah.
Yeah, it was a flop. And she wouldn't direct an actual feature film again until, legit, 25 years later with the Netflix film A Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting.
Mm.
But in between then, she directed a lot of episodes of shows such as, like, Crossing Jordan, The Dead Zone. Let's see, what else? Supernatural. What else we got here? Doctor Who, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, Sherlock, Riverdale, Iron Fist, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, Doom Patrol, American Gods, and most recently, Superman and Lois.
Nice. Yeah, she's got such a good like TV career. It was with like New Line Cinema and the Freddy movies that she got her start, really. Like, not a bit, but like, you know, getting into the industry with that stuff. And I think she worked as like what, a producer or something on some John Waters movies.
Because like she, before she directed Freddy's Dead, she was like a producer on a number of the Nightmare films. And then of course she also produced like Hairspray and Crybaby for John Waters as well.
And here's your trivia. She's the first US-born and raised director to direct a Doctor Who story.
Oh, nice.
She's not going to be around much longer. Always have lots of love for Rachel Talalay. La 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 la. Can't say her name.
Indeed.
Can we murder this guy? He's so fucking gross.
So creepy.
I don't like him.
I try to think, I've seen him before in other things, but I'll have to find out who he is, because for some bizarre reason, on the Wikipedia page of this movie, the cast isn't listed.
Oh.
So I'll have to go to IMDb to find out. Which is weird.
Now she's got to pretend to use tools and know what she's doing.
And also, according to the trivia, Victoria Beckham, Jerry Halliwell, and Emma Bunton all tried out for the role of Tank Girl.
Really?
Yes, that's what it says here.
I could not see that. Imagine Posh Spice.
I could see the Naomi... Oh, yeah. I could see maybe Emma Bunton in the Naomi Watts role, but not, like, as Tank Girl. And I like that Naomi Watts gets to use her Aussie accent in this movie.
Because it's in Australia, B.
That is true.
Why do you think there's mutant kangaroo things? Mm. I mean, we haven't seen them yet, but they're coming.
Well, that's the thing.
I do.
So how do we link this back to our previous movie?
I figured it out even before we even started this show. So remember, in the last movie, the rich company, Apex, wanted to like create those big cables across the world for the internet. Yeah. What if the Megadon destroyed those cables so much that it completely shut down society not long after that movie and pretty much made the whole world into a post-apocalyptic wasteland?
Well, this became an apocalyptic wasteland from a comet, so maybe the comet and the shark worked together.
Maybe the cabling attracted this comet.
Wow. That is true.
See, I feel like we missed her getting put here in a scene.
Yeah.
Because she won there before. There wasn't a hint of this before.
No. Yeah, although, they cut so much of this movie out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I know that Tank Girl hates being in this really cold room, but I'll exchange to be in that cold room right about now.
But that's because we're dying of this heat.
This is a Canadian winter.
Is it just me who had Lori Petty's eyes got the even more blue?
They look coldish blue, like ice. Like, blue.
Well, she's wearing contacts, obviously, but they're kind of like almost not even blue. They're almost like white. Whitish blue.
Maybe it's to reflect like that, cold? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, do we even know what he's wants to do with her right now?
Just break her.
For shits and giggles, right?
We know it's very hot out there, Tank Girl, so we're gonna put you in here so you can cool down and have some, and be refreshed.
Look, I could go for a fucking swim in some ice right now. It's so hot.
See, Tank Girl, you shouldn't mess with me. I've already dealt with so many people. I've already dealt with Captain Kirk. I took him out and also had to deal with Michael Myers. So don't mess with me.
But he also had to deal with being the Emperor of Rome. So.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
Whee!
And he had sex with his sister.
Ew.
Well, have you seen... You've seen Caligula. You know how that shit works, man.
I know, but it's still ew.
Oh, that would suck, because then you're trapped.
Oh my god, I just realized she's got a blue and a green eye. She did. She had a blue and a green eye.
Shit.
Look, she does.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh, something blew up. Whee!
No, she's having PTSD. It's a PTSD flash.
And all throughout this footage, she's like, my buffalo! Forget all the rest of them, it's about my buffalo!
Yeah, fuck them for killing the buffalo. What a bunch of pricks.
See, I knew this movie was a box office bomb, but this is ridiculous.
Oh.
Terrible. Bile.
How dare you. You're evil, Bede.
I don't mean to be.
See, that's why I said you looked like that weird wooden creature, because you're just terrible. But it's a reflection of your terribleness. It doesn't physically look like you.
Oh, it's how I feel on the inside.
It's how you feel about nerds, obviously.
Exactly. I'm still trying to figure out who this guy is, like the main henchman. Oh, yeah, now I've figured out who he is. His name is Don Harvey.
Mm.
He's been in a lot of movies. Like, some of the movies he has been in include... Hold on. Let's see. He was in Creepshow 2, Die Hard 2, which films we've already talked about on the show.
Yes.
Well, and other shows as well. Also, Casualties of War, The Relic, The Thin Red Line. Let's see. What else is here? Public Enemies, Taken 3, The Secret in Their Eyes, and most recently a film called Burning at Both Ends.
Well, Burning at Both Ends is pretty much what happens on a really fucked up night out.
That was a great line.
Yes. Yes.
The fuck is on her head? Is she got
They drew a dick on her head.
I'm trying to work out, is it like barbed wire or what? What did they do to this poor woman?
If it's barbed wire, it's the wrong movie because Taylor Anderson isn't it this.
Yeah. Ad. Again with the fucking hockey. Oh my god.
What the fucking hockey?
36-56.
Go Leafs, score. Yeah.
Fuck. 36-56. Sorry. Bloody hell. It's like three ad breaks already.
We're going to go hard and we're going to go as a team and then we're going to just put the work in.
And we're going to knock each other's teeth out. That was a bad. I can't do accents. Why do I try?
We're going to hammer it as a team as much as we can do it as a team.
We're back. 36-58.
I keep breaking into the Canadian. This movie's...
Holding a boat, man.
These breaks are messing with my head, guys.
What happened to the sexy ads? We don't get sexy ads anymore.
I know. But they were on to us, so we were talking about it too much. I was like, we don't want them to talk to about... We don't want them to talk about us on the show anymore. Your heart, because I'm Malcolm McDowell.
And I have none. I'm British.
I'm a British person.
Actually, speaking of... Only when we said, like, Laurie Petty, like, Tank Girl was kind of, like, pre-proto, like, Harley Quinn. According to this thing I'm seeing on the Wikipedia page of this film, it is reported in September 2019... that a reboot of the film is in early development with Margot Robbie's production company optioning the rights for the film.
Yeah.
So
I did hear that a couple years ago.
Yeah, so there's a possibility that Tank Girl could be resurrected,
mm.
possibly with Margot Robbie, but then again, she might just produce it and get somebody else to play Tank Girl instead.
I think it'd be a bit too much if she's Harley Quinn and playing a kind of a similar-ish character. So you should probably go to someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's got flying.
He needed to be ejected from the movie.
Also, according to trivia, Naomi Watts is ashamed of this movie.
Naomi Watts should be fucking proud. This is great. It's lovely.
Stan Winston look at these suits too.
Yep, we're gonna get the fucking kangaroos now.
Hell's yeah.
Hell yeah,
bitch. Because we need more... Yeah, because we need more human kangaroo.
That looked like Black Panther from the 90s just there.
That's Black Kangaroo, Marcy.
Oh, Jesus.
You gotta get... Let me find more trivia on this movie.
Well, I have to go give these boys their snack. So I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I want a snack.
Do you want cat food?
No.
I'll be back, guys. Snack. Every time I got to deal with my pets on the show.
Snack.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Snack. Oh, look, a birthday cake. And luckily, I had this little, like, long pipe cigarette thing. I've only ever seen, like, that in movies. Like, the long little...
Yeah.
pipe thing that people put a cigarette
you
at the end
see.
Of it.
Damn it, I wanted to kill all these people. As long as this tank is okay, it's all good. Shoot her, she's a nerd!
Fucking nerd. Fucking nerd.
But again, I'm still conflicted because it's Naomi Watts and she's hot and it's a nerd, but I have no idea what I'm feeling right now. Because I'm not going to go back there either. I'm not going to go back there either because I'm Naomi Watts as a nerd.
Oi.
Oi. You take the tank. Even though I'm an Australian, I'm going to sound even more Australian than before.
Yeah.
Finally, she gets the tank. 40 minutes into this movie.
We're some Spider-Man movie where Uncle Ben doesn't die until halfway through the film.
Exactly. See, this movie, like, when they reboot this movie, they should have her, like, legit already start off with the tank.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that, like, oh yeah, she's got the tag. She's inside, and it's like, oh yeah, I don't know how to work this tag. Give me a few minutes. Oh!
That tank hit the nerd.
Yes, although she's got no glasses now, so she's no longer a nerd.
Oh, so now it's poor, that poor woman.
Yes. Meanwhile, into this random anime, random animated sequence.
It's called they didn't have the budget, so they just made sections of it animated.
See, that's my theory on a lot of things. Like, if a random animated sequence pops up in a film, that is because they probably didn't have the budget to shoot this sequence. So they're like, oh, let's just do it animated just to fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Although it is pretty cool animation, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is what I was talking about earlier. Like, you could easily do either a film or a TV show version of Tank Girl in the style of something like this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And this, again, this is like something out of like MTV. Like, I think it was like back in the 90s, they used to have a show on MTV.
Liquid called, Television.
Liquid Television, yeah, where they would have like more experimental animated TV shows, and I believe Eon Flux was a that's where that show started from.
Yep. To be honest, your chances of seeing again are as likely as your arm growing back. However, I can make you comfortable. No,
Pages. Do I make myself clear, Doctor? I'm Malcolm McDowell, even though I have to be in a mask now.
He's all in this movie.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely see, like, why he's very, like, is very favorable of this film. Because, you know, I mean, it's always fun to play the villain in a film. And he gets to play that 110% in this role.
Mm-hmm.
James Hogg! Yes.
Lo Pan.
James. Yes. James Hong is a legend. And I completely forgot he's in this movie as well. 100,000 liters. Doctor, come here. You see the glass half empty. I prefer to see it half full. Don't you agree, sir? I don't understand. Because I'm very first.
Here's a down payment. Have some Gatorade.
Yes. I'm so thirsty. Can somebody kill that doctor to get me some water?
This movie's making me thirsty.
I know, right? And I haven't even got water right here, and I'm still thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You're no fun. Oh, it's me. Oh, it's my wooden doll, Ben Shapiro.
But it hasn't rained since the comet.
I need metal to complete my arc. I'll be taking your tank.
No, see, you won't be taking the tank.
The Rippers are waiting. I must save them from the floods. Tell me the security code.
HQ was taken out by a fish.
Yep. Marcy's back.
Yes.
Freddy took my seat. Alright.
I told you not to touch my... I told you not to touch my Ben Shapiro wooden doll.
Ew.
That's what that doll looked like.
That's disturbing.
That had more of a bald head like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Like, Joe Rogan, I've been podcasting way fucking longer than you, and I don't sprout bullshit, so go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Just felt like saying that.
I like how this woman with the red hair looks like Rosanna Arquette.
I like that she's wearing a pre-After Dark t-shirt.
Yes.
With the lips. This did have such a fucking banging soundtrack. I love it.
Pretty much every movie in the 90s had a banging soundtrack. You don't really get soundtracks for movies like this anymore.
No.
90s, like, that was my favorite. Just all the soundtracks from, like, the 70s, 80s, and 90s were amazing. I had so many, like, soundtracks just always. That's what I'd listen to, was just movie soundtracks. Like, they were just so good. Even the shittiest movie, like, you know, Batman and Robin, had a fucking kick-ass soundtrack.
Yes.
I fucking love this paint look. It's so good.
And I like it's like there she just painted herself, but... Ah, here we go.
There's a fucking tank! See, why don't I have a tank to ride around Australia in? I don't know, but I'm gonna do it now.
Yes.
Is it just me? But, like, Gwen Stefani had the tank girl look a little bit at this point, didn't she?
Yeah, she copied it.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Well, I know, like, if you go to the Wikipedia page of this film, there actually is a section about the legacy of this film and how huge, like, the legacy, like, how much a lot of films and TV shows and also, like, specific celebrities were, like, inspired by this film.
Yeah, it makes me sad that this just did not do well at the time, and it really deserved to, though. Ugh.
No. Well, I'll be right back, too, because I need to go to the toilet, too, so I'll be back, too.
I had to feed the cats, and...
Look out, Malcolm McDowell looks so much better now.
He's relaxed, he's at the spa.
This is how he got over being in Caligula.
Yes.
Like, it really is. Gotta love the 90s technology in some futuristic wasteland. Wait, the little girl's not dead. Is this when we first find that out? Or did we see it before when I wasn't here?
It was when he found the little thing, the knick-knack thing.
Yeah, it's hard to... You can sort of, like, when we do movies for this show, it's like half pay attention, half not.
Well, also it doesn't help that we have movies like this that were hacked to pieces by the studio.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because you miss, like, really... not really. Like, you miss scenes that you need, and it's ridiculous.
Well, it looks like they're at the titty twister.
And now we got some Bjork. Like, hell yeah. I'm just gonna wait for the vampires to come out. Oh wait, wrong movie.
Danny Trejo's in this movie!
Will be fair.
I just want to see Danny Trejo, like, in the white wig and the outfit.
Yes!
Behind the bar.
Don't you love how, like, water is so scarce, but let's just have a fucking, you know, club with everybody in there. Whatever.
Have a pool orgy.
Yeah. The madame. Pool girl thing. For real. And even in this wasteland, they want the schoolgirl look. Like, really. But she's got a look. She looks awesome.
Time for a montage.
We're gonna need a montage. What are those boobies over there? Oh, that's epic. You can just pierce anything you want.
There you go.
That's fun. Let's just steal some clues.
As one does.
Ugh, the nurse's outfit! The whip! Ugh. This is just the best. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just so good. She's spoiled for choice, like. Yeah, what are you meant to wear? See, there's weird booby things in the background. It's creeping me out.
Iggy Pop.
I was gonna say, Iggy Pop trying to frickin' traffic a child. I don't like it.
Oh, wait, that's not Iggy Pop. That's Pop. That's not Iggy Pop. That's Tommy Wiseau.
Little column A, little column B.
Yes.
Save your little girl.
From these... the little girl survived the explosion.
Yes. There's the Madame.
Evil Day Spa.
Evil Day Spa.
Actually, now, according to trivia... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know what? If this, if the soundtrack is on Spotify, we have more content for our playlist.
Sure do.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
Well, there is a playlist. But I'll be able to add some songs, which is great. We can grow our playlist. Just burn her.
According to the apparently this character with the big like bird like shoulder pads.
She's the madam.
Apparently, the madam. Yes, she apparently Bjork was actually originally offered the role.
Well, makes sense, because they played the Bjork song before.
Yeah, and they turned the she turned it down, and then they recast the role with this actress. And according to other trivia on this film, where was it? I'm trying to... There's so much trivia on this fucking movie that it's hard to find specific ones.
I love whatever the hell Naomi Watts song. Is wearing. No, we don't know this song. I want that bedazzled helmet
don't
thing.
Don't make me sing, I don't feel like...
What is this song?
Okay, I think we have a possible contender for the best musical moment for the Tuesday Awards.
Put
yeah.
it on the board.
Okay, I found the trivia I was looking for. Steven Spielberg was asked to produce the film, but declined because he felt like he was not hip enough for it. This led to a slogan that the film was too hip for Spielberg.
This is just so crazy.
I can definitely see a lot of influence from this film, even in something like Birds of Prey. Because there's a little bit of that in this film, in certain things.
Oh, that was totally influenced by this, for sure.
Oh, yeah, total.
So, Bede...
not done as well.
Yeah.
Bede, how much to dress up like Tank Girl?
In this scene or throughout the whole movie?
You pick any costume.
All right, for this costume, I'll say maybe 12 more subscribers. But for more iconic ones, I'm going to make it at least 20.
Jeez, okay. What about to dress up like this, wanker?
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a contender for best musical moment.
How many subscribers to get you to do the can-can?
Ooh, we'll make it 3 more subscribers.
I'm going to hold you to that now.
However, I said about, was it 6 or 7 for wearing this outfit? If we make it to at least 1 more after that, I'll do the can-can in that dress and booby fair.
Booby fair. Anyway.
We're the fucking nerds! We're here to get them out!
Where's the vaccinations?
They're trying to do illegal vaccinations. It's against my rights. I don't know.
See, the vaccines isn't the actual vaccine. It's like the vaccine of water. Yeah. It's like, you're wasting water! To use for a vaccine that doesn't exist. Oh, according to trivia, Lori Petty loves this movie so much that she still has props and memorabilia from the film.
Hmm. You know that they actually made a prosthetic penis for the kangaroo? And they didn't end up doing the sex scene because MGM said no.
Malcolm McDowell is the claw from Inspector Gadget.
I'll get you, Gadget.
I almost got
you both almost got me there. And now they've changed outfits again.
According to the movie, this film takes place 11 years from now.
Oh no.
Well, we better prepare to start dressing this way.
Well, if climate change continues as it is, we're probably going to be living in a world like this in 11 mm-hmm. years time.
Probably.
We better start getting the fashion from this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We could be trendsetters.
Mm.
How much we got left in this movie?
I think we're over halfway now.
There we go.
About 40 minutes. Not too shabby. See, when we actually have an enjoyable movie, it goes pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's it. Just ate Naomi Watts. Oh my god, it's so hot. Fuck.
Ugh. I'm so cold, brr.
We need to switch some of our weather. There's something behind you.
Oh no, shadow puppets! And then cut the black.
Ad.
Oh, and an ad!
58-44, guys.
Canada! Go Canada! The Olympics coming up. The Winter Olympics.
Oh, no, we're going to win gold.
We're going to win the curling. We're going to win the bobsled.
Let's go Canada.
Go Canada. Go sports.
Go sports, Canada.
This ad's pretty long here.
I got no teeth. Why do I try to do the accent? Like, why?
How about you know?
All right, 58:45.
And then back. There we go.
There we go.
And we're back at, what's the time limit, Marcy?
I did say it was 58:52.
Yes.
What the?
That's racist towards my people calling me Quasimodo guy.
That's weird. What's nitrous oxide?
That's the best stuff.
Okay, I'm terrified of this makeup job.
It's the island of Dr. Moreau.
I know. Just the island of Dr. Kangaroo.
Just without Captain Kangaroo. Yeah, just without Marlon Brando.
Yes.
Oh, sniff, 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 sniff.
True what they say about guys with big shoes. Yeah. He asked you a question, answer it.
Hey.
Motherfucker.
I'm asked tears.
Brush your teeth.
She offended me by telling me my breath smells. Teenage Mutant Killer Kangaroos.
They're freaking me out.
I don't like this makeup. It's freaking me out. They don't even look like kangaroos. They look more like dogs.
I don't know what they look like, but that ain't a kangaroo.
Well, according to, like, trivia, like, the original designs of the characters, like, were more kangaroo-like. Like, actual kangaroos. But, of course, Laurie Petty wanted actual actors to play the kangaroos. So the creators of the comic actually redesigned the Rippers so they could look more humanoid-like with their kangaroo appearance.
Well, it would have been really hard to kind of... you know, do the characters with, you know, mid-90s technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But as it is, each Ripper has, like, 2 to 3 people doing the animatronics while the actors do the performance, so...
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's Ice-T!
You gotta admire Ice-T. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna sign on to this film, but I want to play a kangaroo.
Hmm. Like, why not? Oh, there's the tails.
They vote with their tails.
It's really hard to like look at the tails.
Oh my gosh, there's a nerd kangaroo.
Oh god.
Fucking nerd kangaroo.
He would kick your ass, Pete.
He would though.
I grab his tail and give him an extra big wedgie.
He wish. He'd just demolish you, man.
Negatory.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Okay. According to trivia, when it came to the Rippers, requests were sent out to all the major makeup and effects people, including Stan Winston.
Yep.
Rachel Talley said that while she considered Winston to be the best, she did not expect to hear back from him.
Oh.
When she did, she still did not think she would be able to afford his studio on her budget. A meeting was arranged, and Winston insisted on being given the project, saying the Rippers would be, and I quote, "the best characters we've had the opportunity to do."
Oh.
Winston's studio actually cut their usual prices in half to meet the film's budget.
Hmm.
I want to find out who else, like, the other kangaroos are played by. Again, like, the cast list isn't on the Wikipedia page for some reason. So I'll have to check out the IMDb page.
Even their ears are moving.
About 40 people worked those ears.
Yeah.
I reckon they did, because they're actually, like, moving as he talks. And I never realized his shoes are designed for his kangaroo feet.
No. They're, like, big shoes. Holy shit! Guess who was one of the Rippers in the film? Well, he's credited as additional Ripper, but guess who it is? Doug Jones.
Oh.
Was one of the Rippers.
There
but can we guess which one is Doug Jones? I think he's the fucking nerd Ripper.
I think it's the nerd, yeah.
Mm, it would make sense.
Let's see, who else?
Well, we know that one's Ice-T because it looks like him too.
Well, the kind of the main Ripper, DT, that's Reg E. Carfi.
Yeah.
Who was in... The Wire, Fantastic Four, and also episodes of Luke Cage. And apparently
one of the reasons he was cast in the film because he's like a huge fan of the actual original comics.
Oh, yeah. That's him there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him there.
He's got a cool design with the ears back and everything.
Yep. All right, let me just
What
find
is it with everybody needing to strip in this movie?
It's the future.
Oh, boobies.
In the future. Oh, booby fair, but even though booby it's on a painting.
Booby fair.
There's that fucking nerd!
Yeah, that's totally Doug Jones.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd!
And there's Bede's girlfriend, Kangaroo. The blow-up doll.
Ew.
I'm sorry. I thought it was your girlfriend.
I mean, it is, but you don't have to say it out loud.
I mean that's what happened when you went on on the Wish dating app. And you thought it was an actual woman, yeah. And then when you went to meet her, it was just a blow-up doll.
Yes. I was on the Wish version of Tinder.
Yeah.
Which is called Winder.
Winder.
Or Wisher. Although, I'm very upset, because we've got humanoid kangaroo creatures, but none of them have an Aussie accent. I'm very upset.
And we never got to see one of their prosthetic penises. We can
hear you. They probably cut it out.
See, if this movie had, like, giant mutant humanoid echidnas, then they would have, like, what is it, like, their penises are, like, four at the end?
Yeah, it's like, it looks like a hand or something. It's weird.
Ew.
It's weird.
That'd be terrifying.
Echidna penises are the disturbing. If you want to see what they look like, Google it.
Ew. So where does all the power come from? Because, like, they got video games, like, arcade games and stuff in the background. Like, what is powering all this?
Maybe they have a generator.
Hydro.
Yeah, maybe, like...
The wind?
Yeah, hydropower or wind or solar.
Tank!
I assume in the future everything would be solar power.
Yes.
I mean, you'd think things would be more solar powered now, but... You know.
Clearly not.
No, renewable energies don't make politicians money, so. That's the problem. What the fuck? I love that. She just has a bowling pin. It's beautiful.
I wonder how many costume changes, like, Lori Petty goes through in this whole film as Tank Girl.
At least
72.
50, yeah.
Yes.
And she's so cute, I love her. Naomi Watts needs to do, like, the embracement of playing Jet Girl in this.
Gershon just sent a video of what it's doing outside right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. Those ears are so big, they can literally fly if they wanted to.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to see this video.
Oh, crotch shot.
Oh my god.
These are very horny kangaroos. They're like, ooh, tasty.
There you go.
They'll mangle you, mate. I'm Naomi Watts from Australia. Boy.
More Bjork.
How is it that this movie is set in Australia, but nobody speaks with an Australian accent other than me?
Sorry.
Don't mind me, I'm just grooving along to the soundtrack.
Yeah, we got Bjork on here, it's great.
Yeah, you'll have to find some of the best songs from the soundtrack, Marty, and put it in the To Be Tuesday Spotify list.
I will, because, like, a lot of things I can't find on Spotify. Spotify is the easiest thing to do a playlist, because, you know, you have the free option anyway, so. I mean, Spotify, you need to just fuck off with the Joe Rogan bullshit. It's not fucking worth it.
Yeah.
I think I want to dress up in this outfit that she's got now.
What the fuck is that pokey out of his head? It's like a little...
I don't know.
I like how these guys are really excited that they're thinking that they're going to be in a calendar, a sexy
it's
calendar.
Be December.
Manly.
You know, it's funny, I'm sort of thinking about it now. In this scene, like, Lori Petty, how she's performing in the scene now, it reminds me of Madonna.
Mm.
That dude looks like Eric Idle.
What are they doing? This is not sexy.
I don't know. I think this is, I feel very represented in this scene right now, Marcy. I don't know about you.
Not
particularly. Open up the shirt, fellas. Show us your gut.
This is the kind of photo shoot Louise Lasser would do.
Louise would be all over this photo shoot.
She would, actually.
Everybody, it's Louise Lasser. I'm back. And I gotta say, you know what? You're absolutely right. I would totally take a lot of photos of these sexy hunky boys with their flabby bodies and their hairy chests, and I would put it in my folder next to my bed, next to my rotary phone, which I finger every night, and my bottle of red wine and vacuum cleaner, because, you know, I gotta look at things while I'm doing all the work around the house. Well, you know, my son's Todd going around killing people, and also my son Terry being such the good boy that he is. And also, you know, I gotta do something until that hunky boy Craven finally wakes up to himself and realizes that we're meant to be together.
Add. We're at 1 hour, 11, and 24 seconds.
Oh, Canada.
We have had the same.
Let's go get some fucking smarts.
We've had the same ad every fucking time. With the fucking hockey and the Canada. And it's the same one ad.
So I better get going now because I'm still looking for Craven. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
All right, 1 hour, 11, 27 minutes. We are back.
She's never gonna find him.
He's hiding in the snow, I think.
Yeah. But she's living the dream. So
Craven's posing as Craven's hiding as a snowman outside.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know that this movie takes place in 2033, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the sort of stuff that's around the tank and all, like the art decor of this whole movie is very 90s. I can only imagine, like, knowing what today is like in terms of our culture and our world, I wonder what would be a lot of the things that would feature throughout Tank Girl's tank. Say if this is like the common hit, like, you know, say today.
Pop vinyls everywhere.
Yeah.
Funko Pops. Lego.
Yes.
Dildos.
Yes.
Minecraft. Pokemon, I don't know.
Yes. Yes. A PS5. Even then, it's still hard to get one at this time, at the end of the world.
I mean, there's a lot of troll dolls, and they're so hard to find, like, proper old ones now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, you're probably right, Marcy. It would be like Pop Vitals would take over the troll dolls.
Mm.
I like how she's basically like.
Now you're in a gunfight. That's the line of the episode. Now you're working my tits.
Now you're working my tits.
I like how she's like in a gunfight while doing a barbecue on top of the tank.
Yeah. Whee! And she's surfing the tank now. No. Oh my god, I'm gonna go toilet. I'll be back.
Steady, steady, whee! Oh, that dude be crushed. Is crushed.
He'd be dead.
Mad Max eat your heart out.
More like Mad Maxine.
Oh, good point. Oh, hey guys, give me everything you got in your truck, or my tank will blow you up.
Wee!
Oh my gosh, I even just realized now, too, like, if Tank Girl was set in, like, say, if the events of, like, the comet hitting the Earth happened today,
Imagine what the soundtrack would be like. It'd be not good at all.
No, it'd be terrible.
Yeah. Whee! Can you hear me? I'm an Aussie nerd. Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
Oh my god, it's so hot here.
What we don't know is that inside the truck they're actually transporting a megalodon.
It's the carcass of the megalodon.
Yes, from the previous movie. So yeah. There we go, we have another connection.
There we go. And somehow all these movies tie back to the weird robot movie.
The scientist that created the Kangas is the one that created the Megalodon.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Okay, we'll have to set this movie at least 20, 30 years into the future, mainly because so that way, like, it's... Well, you know what? We'll make it only happening in one section of the world in Australia.
Mm. No.
He's so dumb.
Make it. Make out with me. Oh, they're having a vegan meal.
I was going to say, who wants to eat the fucking vegetables? We want meat and cake and gross stuff.
I don't know about you guys, but I could go for some kangaroo right now.
I just want some fried chicken.
I was going to say, where's the fried chicken?
Yeah, where's the fried chicken? We haven't had fried chicken on the show in ages. I'm very disappointed.
Mm.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's a bit like that here too because it's so fucking hot and humid. Ugh.
The father, the son, and the holy Skippy.
Jesus, where did he get that from? Where did he get that from?
Oh, you wanted to have sex tonight? I thought you wanted to have sex. Sorry.
What is going on?
In the future, a few things will survive: cockroaches and saxophones.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
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 Allegedly. They all look like they're going to orgasm right now.
I was going to say, that one kangaroo in particular looks like he's about to jizz any moment now.
Yeah, I'm a bit disturbed. Their ears are all moving everywhere.
These kangaroos have gone from Skippy to Jizzy.
Ew. And now they're praying for some reason. Okay, cool. What is going on?
See, they're trying to pray, but yet these kangaroos keep interrupting them.
Yeah.
How inconsiderate.
This is how they pray. They just do these weird dance things.
We gotta do our cool dance.
I don't know what's going on. Do, 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 do.
That fucking nerd!
Yeah, that's definitely gotta be Doug Jones.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It's also one of the taller kangaroo ones, too.
He's not a kangaroo, he's a kanga nerd! Let's dance, huh?
What the?
Ew,
what?
No. They've got condoms. I'm terrified. No! Hey. People, that kangaroo is literally raping Naomi Watts, or at least, like, dry humping her.
I'm so confused.
I'm disturbed. I'm scared.
Well, Tank Girl's humping his tail, so there is that.
I mean, that's consensual. I don't think what was happening to Naomi Watts was.
I don't know what was going on. I'm scared.
No means no, kangaroos.
I'm scared.
Ew, they did it. And she's got, like, missile tits.
Missile tits. Well, that is a famous, like, design from the comics, isn't it?
I think so,
the
yeah.
The missile bra thing. Missile tits.
Oh, jeez, my mic fell.
Ooh.
It fell out of my lap. It fell off my lap.
You really like the missile tits.
Okay, I will say this. I will wear those missile tits for one more subscriber.
Hey, he's got a Ramon shirt on under that.
Ooh! Think we can link this back to even Rock and Roll High School. Oh, no, wait, this is a whole new slate this year. Whole new phase. We can't go back to that.
Yeah.
To phase one.
Although that, damn it. That other one there's got a Hooters shirt.
Hey, Marcy, you want to hear a bad joke?
I never want to hear your bad jokes, but you tell them anyway.
What do you call a Hooters restaurant that's run by kangaroos?
Rooters.
Okay, I'm leaving.
I knew it was going to be Rooters.
No, I was going to say Rooters.
Yeah,
Rooters. Like kangaroos. Rooters. Yes.
I missed it. Why are they upset?
Because it's dirt or something. They also want
you're
a chili.
You're tearing us apart. Get out of my life.
They also want a chili Willy, but they couldn't get any. So,
yes. According to trivia, Rachel Talalay was first introduced to the material when her stepdaughter gave her a Tank Girl book as a Christmas present while she was shooting her directorial debut, Freddy's Dead. She read the comic between takes and became interested in directing a Tank Girl film. What happens when they ask your security code? Then what happens? Yeah. So in a way, this was a passion project for her.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till another fly does a routine scan. Capture his ID code and we're in. Brilliant. Okay.
So when did Tank Girl have time to like change her hair? Like a part of her hair green? I'm not going there with that one.
Let's go. Whoa.
Oh, that was from the salad they had last night. She just put it on top of her head. Fucking nerd kangaroo. See, I can relate to Ice-T in this scene because even he wants to beat up that nerd kangaroo. Wee!
Where did she even get that from? Think of...
See, as fun as this movie is, literally, the plot hasn't really progressed.
No, it hasn't.
That's because they cut out and destroyed the fucking... what this movie was meant to be.
Yeah, exactly, because, like, it's been ages since we've seen Malcolm McDowell, and they've just been hanging out with these kangaroos for, like, 20 minutes.
I know, they introduced them really late as well.
Yeah.
Which I always forget that. They don't show up till, like, over halfway.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the home stretch now, so...
Ice-T Kangaroo is a total mood in this movie.
He is, actually.
Dumb kangaroos. Damn it, we should have had Teenage Mutant Koalas instead.
It would have been amazing
Ice-T rap song.
I was going to say that too. You know what would have been amazing if, like, the bad guys had Drop Bear villain henchmen?
Yes.
Listen to some Ice-T.
And what they do when they grab you, they give you chlamydia.
God. Well, doesn't chlamydia run rampant in the koala communities?
It does.
Exactly. It does.
It's not even made up. That's an actual fact. That's not made up.
Yeah. Koalas have chlamydia. And why do I sound British even though I'm an Australian? Okay, technically, Naomi Watts, once Morton, was born in Britain, but still. This bird's gonna fly.
What is a sperm sucker?
Well, what a sperm sucker is, Marcy, what you need to do is...
I don't want to know. Sorry
for another. That's one joke that got through.
Yes. That's what I mean. This would have been a PG-13 film. At least I think it's a PG-13 film.
I have no idea.
Let me find
out. This was supposed to be initially like a hard R.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if originally it was, and then they cut it down to a PG.
I know, instead of calling someone, like, you know, a fucking cocksucker, they're like, you're a sperm sucker. Instead of calling him, like, an asswipe, you're a butt, whatever that was.
Oh, this movie was rated R in the US.
Yeah.
Oh. A pretty shit R,
and,
then.
And 14A in Canada, and M-rated in Australia. It's the Ninja Turtles. Oh, wait, that's not them.
So, they're trying to take down the Malcolm McDowell water hoarder.
Yes, because Malcolm McDowell is the claw now. Who would have thought that this was actually a stealth, like, movie version of Inspector Gadget?
Did I miss where they kidnapped the kid again?
No.
They cut it out, Marcy. They cut it out. That's my excuse for everything when something happens randomly. It's like, oh, the explanation, it was cut out.
Like, where did they get all this armor? Oh, they cut that out.
They got it down at the kangaroo store.
The kangaroo store.
Look at her hat. Her hat looks like one of those pet, like, grass things on top of it.
Oh, Chia Pet.
Yeah, Chia Pet.
Yeah. Let's all get Tank Girl Chia Pets.
Yes.
And again, her outfit is just iconic. Every single one of them. Like, the best.
And luckily all her outfits are in the wardrobe of her tank.
She just grabs whatever she finds, makes, you know, fashion statements awesome.
Yes.
Why would Count Chocula be on laundry detergent?
And also, how would they know about Count Chocula in Australia? See, I feel, as an Australian, I feel very underrepresented in this movie.
Well, there's not a lot of Australians in this movie.
I know.
So I don't know what's going on, man. Rah, rah, rah. Whee!
Hey, it's that lizard creature thing from Master of the Universe. Rah, 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 rah.
It doesn't look much like a kangaroo thing right now.
Definitely not.
Bang, whee! Bang, bang, bang. I don't know. Rah!
Whoa! I fell off the thing. Oh, and he died. Or at least badly injured.
Are they leaving him there? No, okay. Bang, 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 bang. Okay, I thought they were just gonna leave him there. I'm like, that was a bit mean.
I'm gonna die with this bad makeup on.
No. What if kangaroos actually started turning into, like, mutant humanoid creatures? That'd be a bit scary. Ooh, geez,
I would be terrified if that whole prospect actually happened. I suppose if they did, they'd have to be like these characters.
You know, they don't really act like any kangaroo-ish things, like kangaroos I've seen. I don't know. Yes.
See, they should use, like, their tails to, like, lift themselves up and kick people.
Yeah, that's what kangaroos actually do.
And since this actually was an R-rated film, They would have, like, spikes on their toes and they can, like, disembowel people.
Yeah, they could totally have done that.
See, this is what needs to be in the remake of this movie.
Mm.
Whee! You can see the wires on the back of that kangaroo. Like,
poor kangaroo. He had one day left till retirement. Ad.
Ah, it's that Canadian ad again.
We're at an hour 29:36 and we lost Batcherino.
No!
We lost the Batcherino, but I'm sure he will be back.
Come back, Batch, we need you.
He peaced out after the kangaroos just lost the plot a little bit.
Yes. He peaced out when another this ad was playing again.
Yeah. What's the time? We're 1 hour 29:36. But yeah, to be fair, yes. Guys, this is not like our usual insane episode because we're actually enjoying the movie. And you can tell the difference in the tone of when we actually really enjoy what we're watching and we're not like overly confused and shit. I mean, it's still confusing. Oh, now
okay, I'm a little disappointed that Malcolm McDowell doesn't have that mask over his face, so pretty much that there was no point for him to have that mask on his face.
Hmm.
And now the claw, because I'm Malcolm McClaw. Now he's gone from Malcolm McDowell to Malcolm McClaw.
Yeah. I think Batch is out for the rest of the episode.
Yep.
So we've only got, like, not long left, but, yes. We're just going to blame the Canadian storms and Craven Snowman.
Yeah, this would be a first for us that, like, something happens. Technical difficulties have stopped us from being in the rest of the episode.
I wish that happened with Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny, but I needed to be online to record the fucking thing.
Yes, Marcy, this is why you can't leave.
No. There's not long left, so...
Yeah. Well, when we get to the end, we'll do Batch's socials, and then we'll go from there.
Exactly. We'll enjoy the rest of this movie. Of the Claw! See, now it goes insane with this. Like, whatever the fuck's going on.
Even though this is a film where, like, the tone of it, at least how we're talked our commentary on it, the tone of it is different, say, from the more insane episodes.
Mm.
But there's still a lot of crazy stuff in this film.
Yeah, this film is crazy, but I think it's because it's a fun, really watchable, fun kind of movie.
Yeah.
And again, when I've actually seen something, it's a bit different. When we watch something I haven't seen, I'm usually here just confused.
Wait a minute. So he's Malcolm a hologram? McDowell is a... He's Malcolm McHologram.
He's Malcolm McHologram.
Wait a minute. So if he's a hologram, how was she able to punch him?
I don't know. But this explains everything and why he's looked the same for 40 years.
That would... Yeah, you're right. You know what? Malcolm McDowell this entire time has been a hologram.
Yep. I still like doesn't how make they any sort of sense, though.
I like how they did the animated cutaway, and it was Malcolm McDowell hitting Tank Girl with a fish, even though he wasn't.
There was a reason for the comic bits being put in. I can't remember what it was, though. I know it's on, like, it's trivia cool. somewhere. Yeah, like, I think it's fine.
Yeah. I think it's really cool, because, again, like, for people who aren't familiar with the comic book, like, it kind of shows, like, the vibe and tone of the comic book and how the film kind of reflects that.
I like how she changes her wardrobe so often and she still has time to colour her hair.
Yeah, because it was, like, green before and now it's pink.
Hmm. It's just the craziness of it. I suppose you only have one...
Yeah, I suppose it's only, like, one bit of long stretches of hair.
Mm.
So that's pretty easy to do.
Hmm. Here we go. Tank!
Holy... That line reading, I'd rather die than live as your slave, kind of sounds very similar... The Kate Winslet's line in Titanic was, I'd rather be his whore than be your wife.
Titanic ripped off Tank Girl.
My waking hand is electrocuting me.
That's his version of a fleshlight. Well, it totally was.
They're not just gonna shoot him. They're just gonna shoot him with a fucking tank.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, the tank just like... I like how the tank's like, no. Going, whoop, 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 no.
The tank's got personality, mate.
Yes.
Ah!
The tank's name is Tanky McTank Tank.
It's Tanky McTank Face.
Yes. Tank Face McGee.
Where does she get beer from?
How does beer survive in the future without...
I know!
I mean, I have to say this. Based on how society is living in this post-apocalyptic world, it actually doesn't seem that bad because there's day spas still going.
Mm.
Like, there's bases where you can still have beer and food and all the luxuries of what we're living now, and also video games still exist.
And you can movies. Have kangaroo best friends and tanks and weird robotic wanking arms.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem that bad in comparison to, like, other post-apocalyptic builds. Ah, she's, like, shooting him with beer.
Yep. What else would you shoot him with?
The ammunition is Foster's.
I was going to say it's beer-branded beer.
Because that's the only good thing, like, Foster's is for, like, is to blow shit up with, not actually for drinking.
No one wants to drink a Foster's. That's disgusting.
Exactly. Even that is a fate worse than death, is drinking Foster's.
But where the fuck is the rest of it? I have no head.
So what happened to his head? Because he had a mask and everything on before.
Maybe that's where he... I can't remember, to be honest.
How can you live without a head?
I don't know.
But that's my water.
I'm so confused.
Ew.
You don't even get that much fucking water from a person. It's like, really? Is it really worth it?
Because I know the human body is like has 60 to 70% of water.
Mm.
But I'm not sure if it would fill up something that big.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. I'm scared.
He was taken out by a Nexus event.
Oh yeah, the little girl. Where is she?
Well, we forgot this little girl was in this movie.
She's got to save her, and then
don't take her out of there. She's enjoying her spa at the moment.
Yeah, but she was going to drown. So, what is that face? Why does she have underpants on the outside?
Because she's super nerd. Okay, I know her name's actually Jet Girl.
It's
still,
Jet
she's
Girl.
The nerd. Jet Nerd.
And that was her coolest moment.
Yes.
Where did these guys come from?
Wait for it. They work. I like how that this dummy kangaroo has like a little like yin yang sticker on his ear.
Yeah, he's got a little earring or something. That's her boyfriend kangaroo.
Ew.
He got a boner from that too. He definitely liked that.
He's a boneroo now.
He's a boneroo. Bloody hell.
We couldn't afford the rest of the movie, so we had to do the rest in animation.
I feel like that's probably what happened.
Let's go surfing, huh?
Yes, huh? Let's reinstate the world's water.
What they don't realize is that was all the water supply, and it's going to be destroyed and dried out. Selfish bastards.
That They so could have done a Tank Girl 90s cartoon with Lori Petty as the voice after this.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they? I don't know. And that's the movie. That's just how it ends.
And coming up next is...
Cherry 2000.
Sorry. Sorry, Melody Griffith.
But we're not watching that.
Girls Are Easy.
But we're not watching that.
That's for another episode.
Yes. Maybe, and
allegedly.
That is this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast with our episode 51. As we take that leap to episode 100, which will happen in another something episode, still a while away, but there we go. And yeah, as always, you can find us at supermarcy.com. And if you want all our links in one easy to find location, if you want to check us out, head to linktr.ee/thesupernetwork, and you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, everywhere. And if you want to follow me personally, I am at supermarcy at Twitter and super_marcy at Letterboxd. And you can always find us if you look up Super Marcy or The Super Network. And of course, you can check me out on my new network, or my new podcast as well, which is the After Dark podcast with Super Marcy. And you can check that out at that link tree, which is linktr.ee/afterdarknetwork.
Indeed. If people want to find me personally, they can follow me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/beadjabide, or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/beadjabide. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Yes, and you can find Batch every Tuesdays on Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast with the one and only Marc Chevalier. And you can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all your major podcast streaming platforms. And you can check out Pop D on Facebook, as well as checking out Batch on the socials under Pop4D or Multiverse 5. And that is it from us for this week. Next week, it is Bede's pick, and I'm scared already. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. And hope you enjoyed Tank Girl, or listening to us watch Tank Girl. And we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Catch you later.
See you, everybody, and see you next Tuesday. Bye.
She'll be fun to break.
I like things.
Lori Petty.
Did I hurt you yet?
Ice-T.
Turn this boat around or you're going to get us all killed.
And Malcolm McDowell.
Just how many of my men did you kill?
United Artists Pictures presents...
Just say, I won.
I won.
Tank Girl.
What's it like knowing you're about to die?
You don't let it...
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.